Talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards from Oklahoma State University. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about here, our 1st of November. It's dry, isn't it?
It's dry. It's really dry. We need a drink of water. We need a nice rain across the state. We have wheat in the ground that hasn't emerged because it's dry. We've got a lot of fields with partial emergence. Maybe in some areas the wheat came up, but not on the terrace ridges, places like that. And then we have some early planted wheat that's going backwards in a hurry. I looked at my wheat forage trial yesterday, and it's going backwards in a hurry.
And so, I mean, we're really where a lot of these plants are starting to run out of water.
We are. The early planted wheat starting to run out of water, and we need some rain pretty quickly to get us through. We don't need a lot of moisture to make it through the winter, but we've got to have some moisture. And this wheat that's in the ground that's been dusted in that hasn't emerged yet kind of has me concerned, because if we got a rain this week, we're still looking at an effective emergence date in mid-November. That's getting kind of late.
Now, you know, when we start talking about this, we talked earlier during this planting cycle this fall that the big concern, obviously, is we have no subsoil moisture.
In most locations, we do not have much subsoil moisture to deal with, and we're going to need that subsoil moisture replenished. We were in the same situation last year, but we lucked out in the spring, and we got those rains in a timely fashion just to carry us through. We're in the same situation again, and if we don't keep getting some timely rains to carry us through, we could be in a pretty rough spot come next spring.
Now, assuming we do get a timely rain or two here, what do the guys need to be paying attention to as we head toward the solid cold weather that's, you know, going to be ahead down the road?
Well, we'll have some cold snaps, but we'll still have some opportunities this fall maybe to do some spraying for some fall applications on these weeds, take them out whenever they're small. If we get moisture to emerge the wheat, the weeds are going to come up as well. Let's take care of that problem before it gets out of hand. Hopefully, there's still time to put nitrogen-rich strips out there. Keep an eye on those. We get some moisture with the wheat prices where they are. You need to be thinking about that top dress nitrogen later this winter and how much you're going to apply. And the best way to do that is with the nitrogen-rich strip.
So obviously wheat prices are such that we can afford some of these agronomic practices.
Absolutely. I think wheat prices are such that we cannot afford not to implement good agronomic practices this year. Weed control, keep an eye on the insects. We can have some aphids out there. Just because it's dry does not mean that we can ignore our insect issues, provide adequate fertility, set yourself up for success next spring.